Blog Talk Radio.
God was at work in the 20th century. There'll be one name that's bound to feature prominently. Derek Prince. A humble man and a world-class Bible scholar, his steadfast commitment to God and obedience to the Holy Spirit turned him into one of the most loved and respected Bible teachers of his time. For over six decades, Derek Prince's life-changing Bible teaching became a source of inspiration to millions of Christians around the world. Derek Prince was born into a British military family in Bangalore, India, in 1915. At the age of 14, he won a scholarship to Eton, and, later on, a place at Cambridge. Having excelled in his studies, Derek was elected to a prestigious fellowship in ancient and modern philosophy at King's College, Cambridge, the youngest person ever to be elected to that position. Derek's academic career was interrupted abruptly by World War II. In 1940, on the basis of his philosophical convictions, he chose to join the Royal Army Medical Corps as a non-combatant. Despite declaring at the time that religion doesn't do much for me, Derek took a Bible with him to read on his postings, considering it to be a philosophical work. At first, the Bible made little sense to him. But as he continued to read his Bible in an army barrack in Yorkshire in July 1941, God opened Derek's eyes. On that day, God taught him two crucial lessons that remained with him for the rest of his life. Recalling that supernatural experience, he says,
I heard the voice of Jesus speaking very, very clearly through the scriptures, the Bible. And from the day that I heard his voice till this day, there are two things I've never doubted. I've never doubted that Jesus is alive. And I've never doubted that the Bible is the Word of God.
Almost immediately after his powerful conversion, Derek Prince was shipped off to North Africa, where he spent 3 years serving as an army medic and being discipled in God's Word in the deserts of Egypt, Libya, and the Sudan. At the end of the war, Derek was discharged in Jerusalem, where he met and married a Danish missionary, Lydia Christensen. In doing so, he became a father of eight girls, whom Lydia had adopted. Derek and Lydia lived in Jerusalem until after the founding of the State of Israel in 1948. It was there he felt the calling to both serve and pray for God's people, the children of Israel. It was a calling he passed on to countless others. In late 1948, as the newborn state of Israel struggled for survival, the princes reluctantly left Jerusalem and moved to England, where Derek became a pastor of a small Pentecostal church in central London. As he ministered in London and later on in Kenya and in the United States, Derek sensed that all was not how it should be and could be in the lives of Christian believers. He saw how many Christians often struggle to rise above the challenges of everyday life. That's why he constantly encouraged those he ministered to, that they should get closer to God through Bible reading and prayer. In the early 1960s, while pastoring a church in Seattle, Washington, Derek was thrust into ministering God's deliverance after being confronted by a demonic manifestation right in front of his pulpit. As time went on, more and more people wanted to hear Derek Prince open up the scriptures to them and help them know more of the power of God. The ever-growing demand for Derek Prince's insights on audio and video cassettes as well as books led to the opening of the Derek Prince Publications Office in Fort Lauderdale, Florida in 1971. In 1975, Lydia died after nearly 30 years of fruitful marriage and ministry with Derek. The loss was devastating for Derek, but he began to work and travel more than ever. A couple of years later, while in Jerusalem, Derek prayed for a woman named Ruth Baker, who had seriously injured her back. Over time, the Lord revealed to Derek that he was to marry Ruth, whom he hardly knew. Following much prayer and testing, Derek and Ruth were married in 1978, and the Lord launched them into a new phase of ministry together. This new phase was marked by the launch of the first daily radio broadcast, Today with Derek Prince, which initially aired on 8 stations in the United States. The word God gave to Derek about using radio for ministry was, proclaim, short, simple messages, easily understood, declaring basic scriptural truths. Today, Derek's radio broadcasts, books, and internet-based resources reach millions of Christians around the globe in over 100 languages. Derek and Ruth Prince continue to minister in many nations as the demand for Derek's teaching increased tremendously until Ruth passed away in December 1998. In the autumn of 2003, Derek Prince died in his beloved Jerusalem, his home for nearly 20 years. He was 88 and left behind a wonderful legacy. To those who had the privilege of knowing him, he left an inspiring example, one of yieldedness to God, love for the church, a heart for Israel, and a roaring passion to see God's people walk in the fullness of the freedom that Christ has purchased for them. To all of us, he left an invaluable treasure of biblical insights in books, articles, sermons, letters, and audiovisual recordings. Derek Prince is the author of more than 50 books, 600 audio and 100 video teaching messages, many of which have been translated and published in more than 100 languages. He pioneered teaching on such groundbreaking topics as generational curses, the biblical significance of Israel, and demonology. In 2002, he said, "It is my desire, and I believe the Lord's desire, that this ministry continue the work which God has begun through me over 60 years ago, until Jesus returns." Today, Derek Prince Ministries continues to combat spiritual hunger by resourcing church leaders, Bible college graduates, and millions of Christians in over 140 countries with Derek's life-changing Bible teaching, fulfilling the mandate to keep on until Jesus returns. This is accomplished through the outreaches of more than 45 Derek Prince offices around the world, including primary work in Australia, Canada, China, France, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Russia, South Africa, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the United States. It's amazing to consider all that God has done thus far since speaking to Derek shortly after his conversion in 1941, saying,
"It shall be like a little stream. The little stream shall become a river. The river shall become a great river. The great river shall become a sea. The sea shall become a mighty ocean. And it shall be through thee. But how, thou must not know. Thou canst not know. Thou shalt not know."
With millions of Christians worldwide still hungry for life-changing spiritual food, Derek Prince Ministries remains focused on the task of bringing this vision to full fruition.
Got to ask you to get ready to get on air. I was waiting on you. You listen to Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio Ministry.
I won't get on air.
This is a recording of Derek Prince Ministries. Hope that you've been blessed by listening to Derek Prince Ministries today. If you would like to contribute to Derek Prince, please go to our website, the Derek Prince location, and make your contributions to Derek Prince Ministries. On behalf of Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries, we thank you. We do support the ministry of Derek Prince, and God bless.
I got some salt and some water. I covered you. You cross in here while I'm teaching it, you can get attacked. No shit. Love you. I'm just being honest. You can get attacked. If you want to try it, you can come in here and... All right. God bless you, too. All right, we're about to get ready to start this teaching on demonology. This is very, very important. We want to thank everybody that's listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Please get a pen and piece of paper and take down this information because you are going to need it. We deal in a spirit world, and most people don't even have any clue of what I'm about to say or about to teach. And I blame the church for that, and we're going to start this program with that. So just hang tight. Once I hit this button, we will proceed this teaching. All right. Thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Good evening. The Sabbath day will be coming up at 6:30, Shabbat. I am a Sabbath keeper. I do not recognize Sunday as a day of worship. That's not in the Bible. We're going to be talking about different kinds of spirit in some formality or form of demonology. I would for you to reach out with me in prayer so that we can be covered by the blood of Jesus. We are protected by his blood. When we are away from his blood, we are susceptible to demons. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Lord, use me as your oracle. We come and confess our sins. Your word says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our fault, that he is just and able to forgive us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we come before your throne, and we ask that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness as we confess our sins to you. Lord, we thank you that you have forgiven us for our sins, and we know that you have thrown them into the sea of forgiveness, Psalms 103:11-12. And we come up against any spirit of condemnation. We bind you, demon, you spirit of condemnation. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. We bind it in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We take authority over every demonic force that will try to put a person to sleep, bring destruction, movement, interference through this teaching. We blame it and we bind it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anytime that you are going to do any teaching on demons, you can expect that the devil will use anything. A person don't even be knowing that they're used by God if they can't hear God, and anything could go on when you're trying to teach. You'll get electrical interference, blockage, phone not ringing. Every time I get ready to do certain deliverances, I've noticed that there's interference called voice and bouncer. We're going to look at a lot of spirits, and it's so sad to say that Christians don't even have a clue of what I'm about to teach. We have pastors and churches don't even know nothing about deliverance, and it's biblical sound teaching in the Bible. Some may say some go far, too far. If you're not in this ministry, you don't know what too far is. Most people who need some assistance from Satanism have to go to a Catholic priest or an exorcist. They can't even go to a non-denominational pastor because they don't know nothing about it. They don't know how to deliver a person from Satanism. That's some deep sin. But demons are in variety and ranks, and we have them. They are real. Spirits are real. We have to understand them, and we have to have the equipment to deal with them, which is word of knowledge, seeing in the spirit. God wants us to see these things in the spirit realm. So let's begin to look at this journey, and this is very, very basic. But I have to get basic for you to have an understanding. Amen? Very basic. I'm going to recapitulate some things that I said in the past, and I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to line this sermon up in areas of different types of spirits. Now, if you don't believe in ghosts, then you don't believe in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is a spirit. And there are spirits that's not good. They are demons, fallen angels. Now, even God in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the depth. And the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God moved upon the fierce of the waters." The Spirit of God. God is a spirit. We have two kingdoms. Kingdom of God is in Matthew 12:28. The kingdom of Jesus is in John 18:36. The kingdom of God is also in Luke 1:33. And Satan has a kingdom, Matthew 12:26 and Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Again, there are two kingdoms. You need to know that because these spirits align themselves into the kingdom of darkness. You may have your child at night, can't sleep. Something's grabbing your child in the bed. And your child comes to you. Many cases we've had children to be attacked with demonic spirits. And they go to the mother, mommy, mommy, daddy, daddy. Something's grabbing me at night. And here's a father. Now, he's supposed to be the head of the house and don't know nothing about spirituality, don't know nothing about demons. Well, it's just in your imagination. Maybe the wind just blew in there. Go and go to bed, baby. I'll come back in there with you. And here the child comes back again. Mama, mama, daddy, daddy, something is grabbing onto me. Oh, that's there's no such things as demons. I'm the pastor. I'm the pastor of this church. A mind man, a great nothing, is in a way. He ain't teaching deliverance. What is a great nothing? A great nothing is a preacher who don't have the Holy Ghost. Intellectualism. That's all in the church. A spirit teaching people, and it's not the spirit of Jesus of Nazareth. Because we're going to expose the devil tonight. We're all supposed to have this type of knowledge. So the father's not sensitive to the daughter or the son or any guest that's in the house because he doesn't recognize demons. And children are tormented because he has a lack of understanding. Now, when a person gets like that, they are in the natural. And this is where the devil loves to put you in a confrontation with him. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, the Word of God says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. So he can't have nothing. So the little girl is trying to tell him, I'm feeling something. I see something. Daddy, the doll is talking to me. Or mommy. And they give some stupid answers, oh, there's nothing wrong, and not listening to the children. We get that all the time. Most people are fleshly. They have no understanding of carnal thinking. Their vocabulary is worldly. They're thinking, they're reasoning, bringing comeback words, eyeballing. All these things keep you in the natural. And you don't know how to let go of them because you've been in the flesh. And this is where demons wants us at, in a natural state. When we're in a natural state, there's no faith. There's no covering. Then you say, praise the Lord. Then you go back natural thinking. When you think, you open up doors. Jesus says, take ye no thought. Why? Because demons house themselves to attack you in imagination. So the father and the mother becomes what you call a natural man, fleshly. You're carnal in the flesh. But the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. There's no discernment. You need discernment to understand different types of spirits. If you have in your home, you feel a smell of dead odor, like something dead, like a dead human being foul over, that's a demonic presence in your home. You see somebody looking at you, you can see the glazing eyes look straight at you with glass black eyes. That's a spirit of hate. These things operate in people. 88% to 89% or 90% of people who I have encountered with deep schizophrenia, they're different levels of schizophrenia. So when we deal with the schizophrenic spirit, that's what we're going to do tomorrow because we're having a telethon. We're going to be talking about different kinds of spirits, part two, tomorrow. And when a person has schizophrenic spirits, those are multiple personalities within their soul. Those are demons. Now, the medication suppresses them, but it doesn't cast it out. The spirit world is very, very real. It is very, very real. You are in your home, you smell a foul odor, and you can't pinpoint where it's at, and it smells like human decay of flesh. Those are demons. Those are high-ranking evil spirits. A priest that I know of, and I was watching a study on exorcism because that's all I do. I hold my craft. When I get off, I'm searching, I'm researching, I'm letting the Holy Spirit lead me. Because in this ministry, you got to stay behind the blood of Jesus of Nazareth because I'm human and I have sin. And anytime we all sin, we depart from the kingdom of God and go into our selfishness. Sin is just selfishness. It's a desire to have something that's contrary to Scripture. It could be food, money, and demons feed off that. They get energy off that. Anger, that's a demonic spirit. Now, if a person has hurt or pain in their past, such as been discriminated against, folks been belittling the person, they're not going to be too susceptible to let someone talk to them in a kind of way because they're defending themselves instead of letting the Lord defend them. And what happens is they get back in the trap of anger because they're lashing out of hurt. So God has to heal the hurt, and the demons know that. And so what they'll do is to keep popping that anger pop up to get you upset, or the demon of gluttony. Your stomach will start growling when you've ate three or four times. That's demonic. Those are demons. Crank that stomach up. Crank that stomach up. Crank that stomach up. And that stomach get cranked up and you're just packing yourself. That's a demonic spirit. Spirits are designed to destroy you. When someone is hearing voices, they are hearing demons. But you can't hear them, but they can. Now, if you get the discernment of the Holy Spirit and see in the spirit, not only can you can hear them, but you can see them. Why is it that everybody want to back away from this ministry? Why is it when you tell Christians, when I tell Christians I'm a demonologist, they look at me like I'm crazy. I'm a curseologist, the study of curses. Why is it that these are the things that's causing problems to believers? The spirit world is real whether you want to believe it or not. You bring some artifacts in from another foreign country, or upside-down cross, that's to deny the dignity of the Lord Jesus. And you put that in your house, that's a doorway for demons. Mason signs, that's a doorway to demons. Any form of a diabolical species or some picture of it in your house will open up door to demonic presence. It's identifying the evil. This stuff is real. Tables turning backwards and forth, upside down. Washing machines coming on and off. Tables moving and levitation. That's a poltergeist spirit. You have to command it to come out by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Use holy water. Put salt. Salt represents the Jesus, the salt of the earth. You can put salt and blessed salt to protect yourself. I got a line right here where I'm at. I have blessed salt and I have holy water and I prayed. Because I have people live here. I have a friend of mine. He's not in the deliverance ministry. He's a Christian. But he's not in I don't want him getting hurt or attacked. That stuff works. If you're involved with horoscopes, you need to really come out of it because you are nothing but open up doors to nothing but demons. God's kingdom consists of God the Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. Angels and all people who live loving, submissive to Him, every person alive is a resident of one of these kingdoms. And you can be a Christian and have a lack of knowledge of demonology, and you are going to miss 88% of your life going to be destroyed because you don't know nothing about demonology. Demonology is that important. We entered into this wicked kingdom through birth, according to Psalms 51:5. Behold, I was sharpened in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. The real war, there's no natural grounds in this war. This is a conflict. Satan and his demons are in conflict with mankind. Let's first deal with the spirit of bondage. We're going to deal with the spirit of bondage. We're going to look at scripture. I'm a scriptural-based pastor. I like to use things strictly by the word of God. The spirit of bondage, Romans 8:15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage, again, to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, under the spirit of doctrines is religious spirits. That's bondage. Creflo Dollar, changing your world. Prosperity ministry. That's bondage. Because all that's designed for you is to give and keep giving, thinking that God's going to give you the more money you give God, the more materialistic things he's going to give you. And you're worshiping God in idolatry. The Bible says, seek ye not to become rich. Seek not to become rich. That's totally contrary of Creflo Dollar, changing your world. He's not changing your world. He's pimping you out your money is what he's doing. He's a pimp. He's nothing but a pimp. Leroy Thompson, those are pimps. Cushion, sound good teaching. Demons are attracted to that. Those are doctrines of devils. Anytime that you leave out the ministry of deliverance and casting out of demons, you are opening up the door to another gospel, which is another spirit. And half the people that's listening to me on TV, on this internet radio and on this broadcast with this live feed on my video feed, you have demons. Religious spirits open up a lot of door and bondage to every individual. Now, I want to show you something, and I would love for you to turn to your Bibles in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4. Proverbs 23, verse 4. The Bible says, labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom. Your own wisdom allows you to become rich. And it's demonic, because that wisdom, it opens up the door to the world. It's devilish. The Bible calls it devilish in the book of James. He calls it devilish. In this bondage comes another gospel. It's a spirit. It's against the ministry of deliverance. When Jesus died at Golgotha, he said something about one ministry more than anything else after he died. And before he was ascended into heaven, he made a very interesting statement, because Jesus knew that the enemy would come up against this ministry. And the very last thing he said was really telling us, understand the ministry of deliverance is what he was saying, really. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. That's the first sign that Jesus said before he left heaven. And pastors that's representing Christ don't even want to think about the first sign that Jesus told us that we must have, because we don't understand this ministry. Some of us have never heard that there are different spirits. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Especially for missionaries in the field, if someone trying to deliberately poison them, the Bible says they're not going to happen to you if you're in the will of God. I've done an exorcism one time and it got very nasty. And I keep telling people, come out the room. They want to take a picture. They don't speak in tongues. They want an autograph. I can cast this demon out. I'm a pastor. And I've dealt with it and seen demons levitate them and throw people out the window. This stuff ain't nothing to play with. You want to be the son of Sceva and mess with a spirit that you're not capable of dealing with. So you have to understand the spirits, get the authority of the Lord Jesus, and deal with the spirit world. Then the Bible says in Luke chapter 16, verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken, he was received up into heaven. The last words that Jesus said, and the first gift that he said, it was not speaking in tongues. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Then he said, they shall speak with new tongues. Cast out devils, speak with new tongues. You got to have, You can use tongues in the exorcism, in the deliverance ministry. If you feel uncomfortable in your home, you know, stand by. We have a technical issue. Just wait 1 minute, and we will be back on air. Just hang tight. I need a minute. The devil is a lie. Okay, we're now back. So that is very important because it's dealing with the spirit world. Demons are demonic spirits. So Christ wants us to know about this. It's not just for a Roman Catholic priest. His followers, in my name you shall cast out devils. He did not say you have to be a pastor. So the spirit world is very real. Now, this other bondage, under the spirit of bondage with religion, is another Jesus. That's a demonic spirit. That is not the Godhead of Christ. And Paul warns us about this spirit. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11:4, for if he that cometh preach it, another Jesus. That's what Christ O'Donnell is doing. That's another Jesus. He's leaving out the deliverance ministry. Joel Osteen leaving it out. T.D. Jakes don't cast out no demons. They just talk about God and use scripture. That's not the complete scriptures. That's not the complete ministry of Jesus Christ. This is why I implement the Sabbath with my way of living. This is why I implement the Sabbath as a model for internet radio, because Jesus is a Sabbath keeper. I'm fine trying to follow Christ. And the demons don't like the Sabbath. When you cast out demons on the Sabbath, you see the power of God really move. I do counseling tonight with me and my assistant. We start at 7. We'll get through to 12, and then I got to go all the way to 3 in the morning. And the power of God to the ministry of discernment, the gifts of word of wisdom, these are gifts that you got to deal to identify these spirits. But if you under another Jesus, you're not going to know what I'm saying. For if he that cometh preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, watch this, or if ye receive another spirit, see there? That's not the spirit of the Godhead. Anytime you had a church, well, they just don't believe in that doctrine. How can you think? You can't pick and choose a doctrine that's in the Bible. You got to get all of it. I believe in the Old Testament. I believe we can still live things in the Old Testament, but except sacrifice. I don't have to sacrifice no animal or goat. Jesus is total preparation of my sin. He took the place of Melchizedek. He's the high priest. So bondage, and then it says, watch this now, for if he that come preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, watch this, which ye have not received, or another gospel. It's another gospel. But they are leaving out the ministry of deliverance. It's another gospel. Education, intellectualism, what type of education do you have? Are you a pillar? These things are not the power of God. That's made by man. This is a spirit that's operating in the church. I tell you, a spirit that's working very heavy right now. Any Christian that's born again and spirit-filled, special pastors, I personally believe, you don't need to get involved in politics. This Democratic spirit, Republican spirit, independent, these are demonic spirits. You are putting in your trust in a political system which is of the world. It is not of the kingdom of God. And they're working heavy right now. The spirit world controls everything. With your faith, You can alter and change the course of demonic presence with your understanding of the Word of God, with your understanding of the knowledge of the Holy Spirit by revelation. You can tilt the advantage your way in God's kingdom by moving out evil forces. But if you can't see them, if you don't know them, then how are you going to be able to deal with them? My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. So this bondage is very heavy in the religious sector, traditions of men, Mark 7:6. Anguish of spirit, bitterness opens up the door with the spirit of bondage. The bruises, the crushed, shattered life, you're in bondage. Some of you have past hurts. Some of you have been racism. Folks call you all kind of names, and you still won't get free from it because you have memory recall. And when someone says something, it reminds you, you go right back at that nature to attack the person, thinking you're defending yourself. And what's happening is the demonic spirits is working you. You're not working it. The broken heart, it brings the spirit of bondage, oppression. None of us should be oppressed because Jesus came, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. We don't have to be oppressed of the devil. Certain bondages can consume cigarettes. People can have a bondage of cursing. These are spirits that's making you do this. Alcohol, drugs, power, money, ambition. That's what's driving the ministries of the great nothings and the other G's. They pushing that money. $1 million law firm ministry. Pastors calling this pastor, and he called in him, and it clicks. But they ain't casting out demons. Now, you may have one or two. He'll cast out a demon. It may make you see deliverance. Just a little bit. Nothing but a little minor spirit. Ain't going to be nothing heavy. They're going back at that money. That's another Jesus. Now, under the spirit of bondage are evil spirits of slavery and satanic captivity. You must bind and cast out. Ministering spirits that is of God is to be loosed and sent forth to break all bondages and to bring one into sonship with Jesus Christ. The human spirit, declining factors as which one of two spirits would dominate. You have to let the Holy Spirit dominate the human spirit. Your will has to be in submission to the Holy Spirit in order for you to be broken away from any evil spirit. Spirit of fear. This one really gets a lot of people in the church, especially when it comes to the ministry of deliverance and demonology. There's a fear that just overshadows people. That shouldn't be. For God have not given us the spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. It is not of God, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Notice the word sound mind. Now, sound mind, if it's not sound, it can be demonic through fear. Some of us may have loved ones or relatives of people who don't have a sound mind. That's demonic. Anytime that you do not have a sound mind is demonic. Again, let me say this. Anytime that you do not have a sound mind is demonic. Anytime you don't have a sound mind, it is demonic. It's demonic. And a lot of you are in denial because you don't have a sound mind. Now, you don't have a sound mind, you need deliverance. Now, that is in the Bible. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 5, verse 1, we're going to read it. I'm going to show you that when you don't have a sound mind, it opens up the door to violent spirits. You can cut yourself. When you don't have a sound mind, you begin to withdraw from people. Anxiety builds up, sadness, that's not sound. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of Gennesaret. And when
he was come out of the ship immediately, there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. A human being can have an unclean spirit. How come the church don't see that? Creflo Dollar ain't interested in that. Joel Osteen is not interested in T.T. Jakes. They ain't interested in this. But it's an unclean spirit can live in a human being. We're dealing with demonology, the study of spirits, the study of deceit. All demonology is the study of deceit. Demons are very deceitful. Whom had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not one with chains. So if a person have this type of demon in them, exhibit all types of strength. I've seen people exhibit strength. I've seen a little woman pick up a 245-pound man and threw him across the table. I've seen a child, an 8-year-old child, push a man down with his finger. Demons exhibit a lot of power, but Christ is more powerful. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could he bind any and tame any man and tame to him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and the tombs crying. Demons make people cry. Cutting, self-mutilation, those are demonic spirits. And when a person operates like this, you may have teenagers. I knew a young girl was cutting herself, constantly cutting herself. I saw all these scars on her. I said, why are you doing this? And the Lord told me through word of knowledge, the spirit of murder, the spirit of withdrawal, the spirit of sadness. It could be any of those demons can trigger off a person to cut themselves. But when he saw Yeshua, afar off with Jesus, he ran and worshiped him, false religion, and cried with a loud voice, saying, what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torments me not. So we see that Jesus of Nazareth torments demons. So if you don't know the Bible and can quote the scripture, you can't torment a demon. But Jesus can. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh in John 1:14. And you can use that to torment spirits, special fear, torment them back. Get away from me. God has not given me a spirit of fear. Now let's read verse 9. And he asked, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legions, for we are many. I know a man has 2.5 million demons in him. Nine man. 2.5 million. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there night into the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. All the devils besought him, saying, send us unto the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine. And the whole herd ran violently down a step in a place at the sea. Notice that demons don't like living in pigs. This is where people get the misconception that pigs is nasty. It just happened to be that Jesus was casting out demons. Anything God created is not nasty, including a pig. No, I don't eat pork that the demon came with in there. That's a folklore thing that the devil used to put people fear. That's another form of fear. Notice it says, and there were about 2,000 was choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that it was done. Pastors, you need to go out and let people come to your church to see people cast out demons. Huh. Now watch this. When you're not in your sound mind, here's when you become your sound mind, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. Possessed with the devil and had the legions sitting and clothed and in his right mind. When you're not in your right mind, that's demonic presence. And they were afraid, and they were afraid, and they were afraid. Spirit of fear, right mind, afraid. People weren't used to that. So fear can enter into all types of ways. Manifestations of the spirit of fear is flight, Psalms 55:5, torment, spirits of fear, torment, 1 John 4:18, people can manifest trembling from the spirit of fear, Job chapter 4:14 and Job chapter 4:15, Psalms chapter 55, verse 5, horror, Psalms 55, verse 5, fear of death, Hebrews 2:14, Hebrews 2:15, Psalms chapter 55, verse 4, fatherlessness, Matthew 8:26, that can open up the door to the spirit of fear, terror, sense of danger or impending evil, nightmares, that opens up the spirit of fear, apprehensions to fear evil, anxiety, worrying about tomorrow, which is a lack of trust in God, carefulness causes fear, agitation causes fear, worrying opens up the door to fear, nervous tension opens up the door to fear, and heart attacks goes with fear, Luke 21:26. Four types of nervous disorders that could be caused by the spirit of fear. One, neuralysis affecting the nerves. Two, nervous breakdown. Three, a very acrid pain which follows the course of the nerve through the nervous system, through the back, and inflammation of the nerves. When you see that, and I saw that, and I've asked people questions about the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I recognize that it is fear. Manifestations of a person who become fear opens up the door of schizophrenia, paranoia, delusional, and madness, and manic depression, and psychokinesis, and fear, psychological fear, opens the sublineal messages that demons can use to put fear upon you. God didn't give us a fear. The spirit world is real. Pay more attention to your daughter. If you hear knockings in the house, command it to leave in the name of Jesus. If you hear three knocks at 3 a.m, you got demons, because they will move and manifest more at 3 a.m. than any time there is. Get stuff out your house that does not resemble Christ. And please get the picture of Jesus out your house, okay? Because that's not Jesus. That's Michelangelo's first cousin. It looks too feminine. The Bible says that Jesus was very disfigured. When you bring pictures and put in your house, you can open up doors to demonic spirits for that. That ain't Jesus. Jesus says his eyes outside the sun, his feet was like that of lamb's wool, and his skin is like that of bronze. That's in the Bible. So this other Jesus, get that thing off. That ain't nothing but some foolishness. I don't be too much care for pictures, because spirits can live in pictures. Also, if you got objects that open up the door to spirits, such as a Ouija board, please get it out your house. Most people get attacked by the Ouija board than anything I've seen since I've been in this ministry. Now, what we're going to do is pick back up on part two. We're going to be dealing with anguish of spirit, spirit of wisdom, the spirit of jealousy. We're going to deal with the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of the world, the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of divination, the spirit of witchcraft. And we're going to look at all other types of spirits through this deliverance seminar and through this telethon that we're having. This is our quarterly telethon here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We would like to thank every last one of you who have participated in this seminar on spirits. This is a deliverance seminar. We will be doing strictly nothing but deliverance through this whole week as we raise income to keep us on air. And I want to thank those who have given and those who've never given. Sow a seed to keep us on air. Keep us with your prayers. I need your prayers. The body of Christ is very, very ignorant of spiritual things. Very, very ignorant of the ministry of deliverance. Now, let me say this here. There is a person that I would tell people don't even listen to, because this ain't no deliverance minister. Shannon Davis, Omega Man Radio, he ain't no deliverance minister. He don't even speak in tongues. He running around Trump, Trump, Trump. No deliverance minister would be pushing some politician, including me, none of us. We are to push Jesus of Nazareth. And you got a lot of people call themselves deliverance ministers. They don't speak in tongues. How in the world he going to cast out demons? He don't even have the Holy Ghost. He don't even have no power. You can be saved and have the authority in the name of Jesus, but the power comes with the sign. And the Bible gives us a straight scripture on that sign that you have to have. You have to have power to deal with evil spirits. And he don't speak in tongues. I knew him. I know him. I was with him, and then I had to break off from him because I'm not into Donald Trump and this and that and all this sort of crazy foolishness following some politician or Biden and none of that stuff. I'm into the gospel of Jesus of Nazareth. I had preached that, prophesied about that. God moved me to say things about that. I obey God, but I don't have to say that and stay living that every day. I did what God told me to do, and I am sticking to Scripture and the ministry. The Bible says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He don't even speak in tongues. He don't speak in tongues. Tongues is a sign for them don't believe. He can't even give an unbeliever a sign because he don't have the sign to give them. So that Omega Man Radio, leave that mess alone. Stay away from that mess. Nothing but some foolishness. It's an entertainment, and they call themselves a deliverance minister. Talking about he's an exorcist. That's nothing but foolishness. Stick to Scripture. Obey the Lord. Understand his Scripture. Understand the Bible. Ask the Lord to give you revelation. Stop being entertained, because this ain't no time to be entertained. These demons are working havoc on people. And we need to know the spirit world. God bless you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Again, sow a seed here at www.livedeliverance.com. We are a Sabbath-keeping church. We do not support Sunday worship. Nowhere at all. I don't support it. I don't care how long I've been knowing you. I don't support Sunday worship, period. Those who want to do it, do it. But this is my time. This is Live Deliverance time. This is my time. This is our radio station. And God told me to tell everybody, leave that Sunday stuff alone and deal with the Sabbath. It's so amazing. I can see pastors teach, cast out demons, give word of knowledge to all that, but they leave out the Sunday, the Sabbath. Leave it out. No, you better start getting it in and line up with the word of God. Again, sow a seed here at www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand corner of our PayPal site. At our site at www.livedeliverance.com. Please, sow a seed. Keep us on air. Know the truth. Listen to Derek Prince. Tell someone about www.livedeliverance.com. Please tell someone about it. I don't want to be dependent on social media platforms. I don't want my ministry to depend on the world. I'm a deliverance minister. I'm against the world. I love people, but I'm against the evil of this world and demons that wreak havoc and chaos on the world. Shalom to you, and God bless. Come join us in a blog talk room right now, air code 646-378-1857. And those of you who are listening to me on livedeliverance.com, we're going to continue with Pastor D.T. Williams out of Kingston, Jamaica. God bless and shalom. Stand by. Okay, we're going to go back to regular broadcast with Pastor V.T. Williams out of Jamaica, those who listen to me at livedeliverance.com, and open up the room for comments with Chaplain John Durden. Good evening, Chaplain Durden. You have the mic.
Good evening. You know, Dad, your session tonight really reminded me of when we first met 10, 15, 20, no, about 17 years ago, and you was working with me at the hospital. And those folks, none of them believe in demons and these kinds of things, and every time we bring it to the attention of to the doctor or one of the ministers at the hospital, they look at us like we're crazy. I can remember when we decided to have a session every at noontime on the, in the day, and you started talking about the demons and everybody, and I look at the audience, they say, this man is crazy. You know, they didn't believe it. And most of them, I knew, they were in some of the profound churches here in Atlanta, Georgia. But they look at us like we're crazy, and then every time we bring a situation to somebody, they don't want to believe it. And the only time they believe it, I can remember when there was a lady in the hospital, and Brother Emmett went with me because he was trying to learn a few things about the ministry. And the lady looked at us like he's crazy. But then I guess the Holy Spirit would lead him to say, well, your name is so-and-so-and-so, and you have two children, so their name is so-and-so-and-so-and-so. They look at us like, what's happening. Then there's one other incident I'd like to share. That is, we had one big time medical doctor, and we tried to bring it to his attention because somebody was really seriously ill and growling and things like that. And no matter what we said to that physician, he looked at us like we're crazy and said, well, I tell you, the person is cuckoo. The person needs some psychiatric treatment and everything else. And we said, I don't think so. This is the person that growled, you know, but they don't want to believe. And I like to sum it up this way. He mentioned 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man, this is true. The natural man receives not what? The things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness to him. Neither can be known by them because they are not spiritually discerning. They don't know. And unfortunately, we do need it in our churches, folks. We really need it. I think about all those years. Here I am, an 80-year-old man, and I feel like I'm in first grade trying to learn a new subject kind of a thing. But it's coming along gradually, and I appreciate it because, man, this is something we should have been knowing ever since we were in our 20s and so forth. People are quick to say, oh, he's crazy or he's psycho, put him in the mental ward and these kinds of things. They can come up with everything, but being totally controlled by demons. And I like what you – I'm not going to summarize it, but I appreciate all the different types of spirits that you indicated, the spirit of bondage and anger and broken heart and habit and so forth. I don't need to go into all that because I hope they were taking notes like I was. I really enjoyed it, brother. Keep it on. Thank you.
Dr. Leroy Montgomery says he needs to talk to your private line. Dr. E.D. Polkman says private line, and Dr. Butler says private line. All right. God bless everybody here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Shalom, and have a wonderful evening.